All right, let's dive into something that's got me kind of curious. IBE barter. It's funny, we hear barter system, and it's easy to just picture like trading a cow for a cartwheel, back in the day. But IBE barter is claiming they've brought this whole concept into 2024 with a modern twist right here, right now. What do you think? Have you ever bartered for anything?
It's more common than you might think, but IBE has definitely taken like a unique approach. They've created this whole system using trade dollars, which they say helps businesses connect and trade in ways that, straight up swapping chickens for haircuts just wouldn't allow.
Yeah, and they're not shy about the potential benefits, are they? Their website talks about attracting new customers, saving cash, even getting those sweet, sweet wholesale prices, all through bartering. It almost feels too good to be true. So let's unpack this whole IBE barter thing. Where do we even begin?
Well, unlike traditional direct bartering, IBE acts as a middleman, or maybe middle platform is a better term these days. They connect businesses using this trade dollar system. Think of it like a club where everyone operates on like a separate currency, facilitating a wider variety of trades than would be possible individually.
Okay, so I'm picturing a network where instead of paying cash for, say, graphic design services, I could use these trade dollars earned from, I don't know, baking a mountain of cookies for another IBE member.
You've got the right idea. IBE calls it a zero-based economy. Now, before you think you're getting everything for free, it's important to understand what that actually means. You're not just replacing your regular cash transactions with trade dollars. The idea is to generate additional business, expanding your reach beyond your usual cash flow.
Okay, that makes more sense. So it's not about swapping out my existing income for trade dollars. It's about tapping into a whole different customer base and using those trades to grow my business in a way that I might not have been able to before.
Precisely. And that's where their emphasis on community comes in. They're constantly highlighting this community aspect, almost like it's their secret sauce.
Yeah, that word community pops up everywhere on their website and in their materials. They're really hammering that home. But how does that translate to real-world benefits for businesses, besides, the whole community vibe?
They're very specific about the advantages: filling downtime, moving excess inventory, and yes, even potentially getting wholesale pricing. Remember, you're leveraging the cost of your goods or services, not necessarily getting direct discounts.
So going back to my earlier example, if my cost as a graphic designer is essentially my time, I could use my downtime, which, let's be honest, we all have, to work on projects within the IBE network. I'm using time that might have otherwise been spent, say, scrolling through social media and turning it into currency within this network.
Exactly. And that's a crucial point. It's about being strategic with your resources. They give the example of a massage therapist with like open appointment slots instead of those slots going unused. They represent a potential cost that can be leveraged within the IBE system.
And on the flip side, I, as the graphic designer with a serious cookie baking habit, could use my hard-earned trade dollars to treat myself to a massage. Everyone wins.
Precisely. And that's the beauty of this kind of system. It's about creating mutually beneficial relationships within a community. But it does rely on having a large enough pool of businesses to make those connections worthwhile.
That was my next question. It's all well and good to talk about trading cookies for massages, but is there actually a large enough and diverse enough network within IBE to make this a viable option for businesses? What if I'm a vegan baker with a gluten intolerance and a severe aversion to massages?
It's a valid concern. Fortunately, it seems IBE has considered that very issue. They boast a significant reach, particularly in Florida, where they claim to have hundreds of local cardholders.
Cardholders, so it's like a membership card.
Essentially, yes. But here's the kicker. They also claim to have access to a whopping 500,000 businesses nationwide through something called a reciprocal network.
Hold on, back up. Reciprocal network. What in the world is that? Does this involve time travel? Are we talking about parallel universes here?
Not quite time travel, but close. Basically, it means that IBE has agreements with other similar barter networks across the country. So your membership in your local IBE network potentially gives you access to a much wider pool of businesses to trade with.
Okay, that's pretty impressive. But how do we know if this whole network thing actually translates to real-world success? I mean, are there any real businesses out there who are actually benefiting from this system?
That's where those client testimonials come in. One that stood out to me was from a massage therapist named Tracy Carroll. She talked about how joining IBE connected her with a whole new clientele she wouldn't have reached otherwise.
That makes sense. Word of mouth is powerful, but this is next level. It's like a whole network vouching for you and expanding your reach exponentially. Did she mention anything about, like, actual business growth?
Here's where it gets interesting. Tresa actually said that those barter clients she gained through IBE ended up referring cash-paying customers to her business.
Wow, talk about a ripple effect. So it's not just about direct trades within the network. It's about leveraging that network for exposure, building relationships. That could potentially lead to traditional business down the line.
Exactly. It's about strategic growth and diversification of your customer base. But of course, like any business decision, it's important to weigh the costs and benefits carefully.
Speaking of cost, let's talk about the elephant. Or maybe the slightly less majestic but equally important alpaca in the room. That 15% broker fee IBE charges on each transaction.
Ah, yes. That's where the too good to be true feeling might creep in for some business owners. But IBE argues that this fee is actually an investment in your success.
Okay, I'm listening. Break it down for me. How can a 15% fee be spun as an investment?
They claim the average cost of generating a new sale the traditional way is actually much higher, between 28 and 36% when you factor in marketing, sales teams, advertising, all those traditional expenses.
So they're essentially positioning their 15% fee as a more cost-effective way to acquire new customers and grow your business. Instead of throwing darts at a board and hoping something sticks, you're paying IBE to connect you with a pre-vetted network of potential customers.
Precisely. And because their success is directly tied to your success, they only make money when you do. They're incentivized to make sure you're getting value from the network.
Interesting. It's like outsourcing your marketing efforts to a company that's laser-focused on barter-based transactions. But there's still that whole issue of taxes.
Ah, yes. The tax man always gets his due, even in the world of trade dollars. One article mentioned that the IRS views trade dollars as equivalent to cash come tax time.
So maybe less of a cash savings and more of a cash delay, then.
That's a more accurate way to think about it.
This is a lot to digest. So before we move on, let's recap. We've established that IBE barter is not about reliving the Middle Ages, but rather about taking a centuries-old concept and giving it a modern makeover. We've talked about the potential benefits of tapping into this alternative economy, from filling downtime and moving excess inventory, to potentially reaching new customers and even getting wholesale pricing on goods and services. We've also touched on the importance of their reciprocal network, which significantly expands the pool of potential trading partners. But we haven't forgotten about those pesky fees or the tax implications.
Exactly. It's about making informed decisions. And that's where things get really interesting. Remember how we were talking about IBE calling their system like a modern alternative currency?
Yeah, that definitely piqued my curiosity. It sounds a little futuristic, to be honest. What does it even mean in the grand scheme of things? Is IBE just the tip of the iceberg here?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? What if this kind of system, this community-based trading with its own internal currency, you know, became more widespread? How would that impact traditional business models? Could it even, like, challenge the way we think about money itself?
Okay, now you're going full-on sci-fi on me. I'm picturing a future where instead of salaries, we're all negotiating our skills and services in trade dollars. The graphic designer barters website designed for, like, organic groceries. The plumber trades pipe repairs for childcare.
It's not as far-fetched as it sounds. Think about the rise of, you know, online marketplaces, the sharing economy, even cryptocurrencies. There's a growing desire for alternative systems, for ways to connect and transact outside traditional institutions.
So IBE is like a microcosm of that, a glimpse into a potential future where community and shared value are like the driving forces of the economy.
It's certainly a thought-provoking model, and it raises important questions about the role of community, the nature of value, and the future of business itself. But before we get too caught up in hypotheticals, let's bring it back down to earth for a moment.
Right, because at the end of the day, you, our listener, are trying to run a business in 2024, not 2042. So let's shift gears and talk about some key factors you should consider when evaluating whether to join a barter network like IBE.
Exactly. We've covered a lot of ground, the good, the bad, and the what ifs. But the real question is IBE the right fit for your specific business needs?
Because what works for a massage therapist with open appointment slots might not work for a software developer with a backlog of coding projects. It's all about finding the right tool for the job, right?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, you need to honestly assess your business's needs and resources. What are your pain points? Where could you use some extra support?
Are you drowning in downtime, sitting on a mountain of excess inventory, struggling to reach new customers.
Once you have a clear picture of your needs, you can start evaluating whether a barter network like IBE aligns with those needs. Do they have a significant number of businesses in your local area? What goods and services are being offered?
Because a network is only as good as the businesses within it, right?
Right.
If I join a network and the only other members are a mime and a mimeograph repair shop, that's not going to be very helpful for my web design business.
While that's a niche market I'm sure you could corner, you're absolutely right. Diversity and relevance are key. And don't forget about location. IBE seems to have a strong presence in Florida. But if you're based in, say, Alaska, that might not be the best fit.
Unless they're really craving some sunshine and have services that translate well remotely. But you're right. Geographical proximity is often a key factor in maximizing the benefits of a barter network. So we've got our needs identified, we've scoped out the network. What's next?
The final piece, and arguably the most important, is crunching the numbers.
Time to get out the calculators and spreadsheets, folks. This is where things get real. Don't just rely on the marketing materials or testimonials. Look at the fee structure, any membership costs, and realistically assess how much business you could realistically generate through the network.
Precisely. You need to weigh the potential benefits of increased business, reduced cash outlay, access to new customers, against the costs of joining and participating in the network. Remember that 15% transaction fee?
Yeah.
That can add up, especially if you're doing a lot of like high volume, low margin trades.
It's a delicate balancing act.
Yeah.
But that's what makes running a business so exciting, right? The challenge, the strategy, the constant need to adapt and evolve.
Absolutely. It's about making informed decisions that align with your overall business goals. But speaking of evolution,
we were starting to explore that mind-blowing potential of like alternative currencies and how systems like IBE, you know, could represent a shift in how we think about business transactions.
Yeah, it's a fascinating concept to consider. Imagine a world where multiple barter networks, each with its own specialized focus or geographic reach, start to kind of like interconnect.
Like a sort of internet of barter system.
Exactly. Suddenly you have this vast decentralized marketplace where goods and services are flowing freely, unbound by geographical borders or traditional currency limitations.
Businesses could tap into specialized networks to like source materials, outsource tasks, even find new markets for their products, all without navigating the complexities of like international finance or exchange rates.
It could revolutionize how small businesses in particular operate and compete on a global scale.
Wow. That's a lot to take in. It's both exciting and a little daunting to think about the potential implications.
It certainly challenges conventional thinking, but that's the beauty of exploring new ideas. It forces us to question our assumptions and consider, you know, different possibilities.
Well said. So for you, our listener, we've covered a lot of ground today. We've explored the ins and outs of IBE barter, weighed the potential benefits and drawbacks, and even dipped our toes into, like, the speculative waters of a future driven by alternative economies. We've thrown a lot of information your way, but now it's your turn.
What resonates with you? What questions are swirling in your mind? What steps can you take to explore these ideas further, either within your own business or in your community?
Because ultimately, knowledge is most powerful when it's applied. Whether you're intrigued by the idea of joining a barter network, exploring alternative ways to grow your business, or simply pondering the future of currency, we hope this deep dive has given you some food for thought.
Remember, the most important step is to keep asking questions, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
Until next time.